This morning, Republican John McCain and his choice for running mate, Sarah Palin, traveled to Jackson, Mississippi, to get a briefing on the state's hurricane preparations. His opponent, Democrat Barack Obama, urged residents in New Orleans and other areas in potential danger to heed the warning to evacuate. Obama is considering whether to visit the region, but said he didn't want his presence to be disruptive. Yesterday, Obama and his running mate, Joe Biden, campaigned in Ohio, and NPR's Don Gagne has this report.
This weekend, the focus for Obama has been the upper Midwest, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan, three states that could decide the election. After starting yesterday in Cleveland, where he attended a morning memorial service for Stephanie Tubbs Jones, the first black woman elected to Congress from Ohio, Obama headed to the town of Dublin, where he enlisted the help of some popular Ohio politicians, including the former senator and astronaut John Glenn, and the current governor, Ted Strickland, who warmed up the crowd of some 19,000 at the local high school football stadium.
I want to ask you just a couple of questions. Do you like the way things are in our country today? Do you want more war?
In the past two presidential elections, Ohio went for George W. Bush, but with the loss of thousands of manufacturing jobs, the Democrats have hope for capturing the state. At the event last night, John McCain was painted as offering more of the same. He was even mocked for past statements about the economy by vice presidential nominee Joe Biden.
I could walk from here to Cleveland, and I wouldn't run into a single person, I suspect, who would tell me they thought the economy was strong, unless I ran into John McCain.
Finally, it was Senator Obama's turn.
I have said before, and I will say again, John McCain served this country with distinction and bravery. And for that, we owe him our gratitude. But we don't owe him our vote.
Today, Senators Obama and Biden campaigned together again in Toledo and in Battle Creek, Michigan. Don Gagne, NPR News in Dublin, Ohio.
You're listening to NPR News.